The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board says no stone will be left unturned in the investigation of the ship that ran Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, resulting in its collapse.
We do have the voyage data recorder.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy says a device is being analyzed and the huge vessel's fuel will soon be.
We collect a sample of the fuel. In this particular situation, it would be marine diesel fuel, but we still have to do that. That sample will be taken, and we will analyze the quality, any sort of contaminants. We'll look at viscosity. That'll be part of our investigation.
Of the construction workers who were on the span when it gave way, the bodies of two have been recovered, while four others are still missing. Two other workers survived. One was not injured. The other is hospitalized with serious injuries. Also at SRNnews.com, four people dead, five injured by an attacker who went on a stabbing rampage yesterday afternoon in Rockford, Illinois.
Words can't even express my thoughts right now. This is a pretty painstaking event. My heart goes out to the families right now who are suffering a loss.
Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd says a 22-year-old suspect is being questioned by police. Those killed range in age from 15 to 63. In the police chief's words, we don't have a clear motive in regard to what caused this individual to commit such heinous crimes. Back to court today for former President Trump's legal team in Georgia. They're fighting to have the election interference case against Mr. Trump tossed out. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures now 19 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 8 points and the S&P futures are up 1 ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children have filed a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law that bars sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. The suit, which was filed with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that the state is denying transgender youth health care. The law, which also bars males from competing against females in school sports, is set to go into effect on April 24th in Ohio. This is SRN News. Tributes from both sides of the aisle for the late Joe Lieberman.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The White House says it's getting ready to welcome 40,000 people for its annual Easter egg roll. The big event scheduled for Monday, it will take place on the South Lawn and the Ellipse. More details at SRNnews.com.